Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Penthouse Podcast, we're back. We've got the toxic avenger of the Hebrew family, Josh Shapiro, in studio.
What up?
High as a kite.
No.
I said kite. I don't know what you heard, but I said kite.
You don't have that pass.
I said kite. High as a kite.
Yeah, what's wrong with the camera? Hold on.
PantelisComedy.com. What's the matter?
Camera's all.
What do you mean?
Bamboozled.
Ah, my nipple.
What is happening, bro? What do you mean your nipple? What are you screaming?
My nipple got shot.
Okay, so PantelisComedy.com, Patreon.com/Pantelis. It looks like we're either going to be on... in the future, probably on Rumble or on Patreon only if the government decides to shut us down like what Trudeau is planning to do. Let's see where that bill goes. Unless he gets kicked out of government, because you saw what happened yesterday. They were proven to have violated our rights and freedoms as a collective government. I feel like theoretically, if you think about it, if you get caught as a government doing that, every member that voted for that should be kicked out and we need to do new elections. No?
Exile.
I don't know about exile, but...
Well, it's just like, yeah, what are the repercussions of that? Like, it ended. What happens now?
Because if I go and violate people's rights and freedoms, I'm going to have some kind of repercussions against me. Correct? I don't know, maybe.
Of course.
Or, like, if I lie about my height, I'm going to get in trouble at some point.
Yeah, what is this? What happened? What did I miss?
Fucking Poseidon. He's a cartoon. So... I'm videotaping him, and he's doing his slate. He's an actor, right? So he's like, Poseidon, 6'3", 900 pounds, Montreal. And then he keeps repeating. And then at one point I click, and I'm like, why do you keep saying 6'3"? And he's like, I'm 6'3". And I go, no, you're not. We've been through this. We had measured each other. I'm taller than you, and I'm 6'2". How is it possible that you're shorter than me by this much and... It doesn't make sense mathematically. So he's looking at me, bro. This is the best moment I wish I had on video. He's wearing his boots, right? So his fucking heels, bro, like this. He gets out of his boots and clunk, he slugs down even lower. And I go, okay. He's like, I'm 6'3". I go, it's impossible. I'm 6'2". You're smaller than me. And I go, why are you wearing heels? Why are you Ron DeSantis-ing this fucking thing right now? He's like, my driver's license says 1 meter, 91 centimeters. I go, why would you lie on your driver's license about being 6'3"? So he shows me his license. For real, it says 191. I don't know why he's telling people this. So then I go, get on your fucking socks right now. We take a measuring stick to measure him. Guy's 6 foot something. He's 6 foot 0 points. Like under 6 foot
five,
one.
6'5".
Yeah, under 6 foot one, right? The 6 foot. So we measure him. It comes up to that, which makes perfect sense because it's just like not even an inch shorter than me. It's nothing. It's like this much. So he looks at the number. He's looking at the number. It says 6 foot point 0.00 something. He's like, okay, 6'2". Bro, it's the funniest moment because like, that's not what it says. Like, it's the same thing.
For the record, they put that on my I never told them I was 6'3" or 191 centimeters. I just got my license.
Stop.
And it had
no,
my
that's
height.
Not true. You that's go not true. And they yeah. say, how tall are
exactly.
you? How fat are you?
Exactly.
You tell them.
You tell them and they put that stuff.
Yeah. And if they don't
are
believe
you, sure?
you they'll check.
I know because I remember I've done it. You tell them and they put it. Unless you say something crazy and they're like, sir, you're not 180 pounds. You're fucking walrus. Yeah, unless you see something crazy, they just put it.
By the way, I just realized
so funny.
I made a mistake. I'm really off today. so you know the screen that we have so we can see the what we see on the internet?
Yeah.
I accidentally...
left it there?
Used the French cast one. So now I can't use it, but I can't disconnect, reconnect because now we're live streaming on Rumble. So I can't reconnect to the other laptop and change it to the English one because then it'll disconnect the live stream.
Do you see what I mean, bro?
Yeah.
But you have to. It's a whole
Why
different thing.
Why are you
thing.
All bumbleated today? What happened?
I didn't sleep well.
Why didn't you sleep?
We're not
well?
Going to use the French. You have to put the crutch on.
I'm just going to.
I'm end the stream. We're 2 minutes in. Just end the stream and restart the stream.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, you're fucking up the podcast. It is what it is.
God damn. Okay.
I like how this is my fault. It's like, I can't believe this guy is calling me out on my bullshit.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at me, bro. Hold on. Okay. Let me cut everything. We'll be back.
Yeah, I'm not stopping this. You just do that. It better take you 30 seconds, bro.
Oh, while I'm live streaming?
Yeah, it better take you fucking 30 seconds.
Okay. Hold on.
Let's see.
Well, wait, why do we have to hold on?
We don't have to hold on. We can continue.
Exactly. That's why.
Continue. We can continue while he...
hold on.
Now, everyone's going to freeze. But yeah, the 6'3" thing, 6'5" thing, it was insane. Bro. And he's wearing heels too. He's Ron DeSantis. He's the Ron DeSantis of the acting community. But unlike Ron DeSantis, he took out his fucking heels instantly when I asked him to. Okay, Ron DeSantis was like, no, I'm on my tippy toes.
Why? How many inches was Ron DeSantis adding?
We don't know, but they looked at it online. It was quite a bit.
Yeah.
And also, some of the way he's standing, it looks like he's on his tippy toes, but within the boot, so you can't see.
Okay.
He looks like a Oompa Loompa.
Boris walks around on his tippy toes.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
To pretend he's taller?
No.
Or it's just he walks like a demon with hoops. For real? I swear to God.
What the fuck?
He walks like a goat? What are you talking about?
It's like a goat. That's a good way to describe it.
For real?
Yeah. I just watch him walk around the apartment just on his tippy toes. Like he just, he prances.
Like a half human, half like demon hybrid from ancient Greece?
Like a deer.
Yeah. No, bro. He's an elk.
Exactly. He's one of those like half goat, half humans.
He's an elk?
Yeah.
For real? You've seen him do this?
No, it's not even like we'll call him right
like
now.
He's like this?
Because he's got fucking noodle bones too.
So he walks around like a World War II stereotypical Jewish poster the Germans would put up of what a Jew is. That's how he walks around, like half demon, like this.
Pretty much.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, it's hilarious.
Oh, bro.
And the, like the most walking I'll usually see him do is if like we're hanging out and like then he decides to go play with the cats like instantly.
To take their souls.
It's all very last second. Like it's all very like he'll be watching something and then he'll hear the cat make a noise and just run at it face first.
But he'll run in, you know? On his tippy toes.
That's it. And he'll run.
But what are you're describing a demon.
He's running after the cats.
You're describing Baphomet.
What do you call those tzakalia? It's called tzakalia.
Talking about hooves.
He would hate the comparison. Okay, I thought it was him
of
messaging
hooves?
Me. I was going to FaceTime him. Yeah, of demon.
No. What's the...
But that's what you're describing.
He's just walking around on his tippy toes. Just this poor autistic kid.
He but does no, that
it's
at
only,
work?
It's only, I don't know. I think
that can't
so.
Be good for his back.
No, it's really
satyr.
Bad.
He's a satyr.
This is all satire.
I feel like that's not the word.
It is. Is this Borgelli, bro? What yeah, the fuck is
bro, that looks like him, too.
That's
no, this is
Borgelli,
bro. Look at he's just
that's
walking
me.
Around on his tippy-toes.
What is happening? Wait, you've never told him, like...
talk about it.
What does he say?
Yeah, walk around with tippy-toes.
Oh, he's just like, it is what it is. Deal with it.
Yeah, he didn't know until he was like 18 or 19.
That he has to walk on his feet.
And he was dating a girl. And she goes, you know you walk on your tippy toes, huh? And he's like, really?
Wait, how does he not know? So what does he use the rest of his foot for?
It's just that he just...
It's just there.
He's just moving like a...
Dude, the rest of his feet must be like the other half.
Smooth.
No, but like so sensitive. So sensitive too, probably. Because he doesn't use them. Like, I have flat feet. My entire foot is unsensitive. Like, you could try to tickle me, and I'm not ticklish on my feet.
It's flat because of the weight all those years. It pushed it down
exactly.
And pancaked to the soles
of his
feet.
That's why I'm 6'2". I have flat feet.
I wasn't just imagining.
He would have been 6'8". He would have been 6'8" if he had normal feet.
I'm just imagining you now telling someone, like, you can't tickle me. And they'll be like, no, you're ticklish. You take off your socks. You try to tickle my foot.
No, you're like, try to tickle my foot. I won't feel anything under. I won't feel anything over these boots with heels.
No, like, yeah, it's because I wear what are those arch supports called?
Dr. Scholl's.
Dr. Yeah. Scholl's stuff.
I wear that. I wear nice. I wear soles basically for my flat feet.
Nice.
That's
but
why.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
that's
how he walks. That picture of that guy right there, that's big. It's perfect.
That's
exactly how he walks.
Where?
How weird is that?
The one you have that's big.
Oh, okay.
So that's how he walks around the house. He walks fucking toe first.
Yeah.
And with a flute.
So Adam walks into every room dick first. This guy walks toe first. What's wrong with everyone? It's funny that I live my whole life thinking that I'm the weirdo.
Yeah.
And then I keep meeting people who fuck couches.
Ah, you're also a weirdo, bro.
It doesn't make me... Well, it makes me less of a weirdo. This dude that's snorting his fucking mom's ashes. Or
oh,
like,
yeah, it's true. His just, grandfather's
like,
ashes.
It's just like...
What? Who?
Through my travels, it was one of Poseidon's friends.
Whoa. First of all I have is enemies. Let's establish that.
He was doing it because of that movie, How High or whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I had two porn stars on my podcast, In Bed with Poseidon, my old podcast.
He's using the word porn loosely, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, you know, OnlyFans, content creators, actors, as they're called. And
they're not acting.
And one of them, she has apparently the biggest asshole in the industry. Like, apparently one time they fit a stool up her ass.
So they came to meet the biggest asshole in our industry.
They fit a stool in her ass?
Yeah, like what? Apparently like it stretches out to like
fucking, like a stool like we have on stage.
Like the size of a pizza it stretches out
is
to.
Is she a large human?
No, she's one of the most petite women I've ever met in my life.
Bro, how is she going to get a stool? It's the size of her ass.
Her asshole opens up more than her width, her body.
Yeah, how, what?
And then this guy tried to fuck his mom. I have the episode. I'm going to release it at some point. I got to make more clips.
Bro, I really don't like the thought of that. The thought of that is...
And the guy drinks his own piss for fun.
Okay, that's normal.
And there's videos of him. He chews, he eats, you know in Madagascar, the giraffe that eats the thing in the bathroom, in the urinal? He thought it was gum. It was minty.
Urinal cakes. The guy goes to public restrooms and... films himself taking the urinal kicks and eating it.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly, but like, I get it. Like that,
and he
like,
snorted his grandfather's ashes on the podcast.
Hold on a second. What do you mean you get it?
Like, just like I'm sure that people.
You're like, look, I've been pissing, looking at these cakes, and being like, that's some delicious cake.
No, just like there's guys out there that want to see that. You know what I mean? That want to see someone eat a urinal cake. Nah. It's just that's such a like.
I wouldn't pay to watch that.
No, you wouldn't. But there's people who would. You know.
Dude, he's a great businessman. I'm not knocking his business savvy. He's great at business. He's bad at oral hygiene.
And he tried to fuck his mom. And when he told me this, I didn't know what to say. He goes to me, yeah, she's the only woman I tried to bang and I couldn't bang. I'm like, ah, shit, the one that got away, huh? And he was like, yep.
Speaking of which, you guys got to watch the Rocco Siffredi movie. It's on Netflix called Rocco. I think I brought it up last time too. You guys got to watch it. It's incredible.
Rocco is the porn star?
Yeah. Incredible.
Maybe. No, don't bring it up.
Yeah,
no,
don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
It's like that. We're on Rumble.
I'm typing Netflix.
We're going to... Oh, Netflix, dude. Netflix made a deal with WWE.
Really?
Yeah, Raw is going to start airing exclusively on Netflix live every Monday starting next year, January 2025.
Bro, that's going to blow up wrestling.
I think so too, because so many people are on Netflix.
Yeah,
that's all they have.
Like, I would watch it if it was like that.
Netflix, such a smart move. I wonder how that deal went through. Like, what the money is, because they get paid a lot. WWE to be on the networks. Every network normally fights for it when the contract's up.
Damn.
Because there's so much money that they make off ads. So the way it works normally is they pay wrestling X amount of money so that they could air it on their channel.
Yeah.
And then they'll make the money back by selling ad space.
Be for like, sure, and they're getting enough viewers for the wrestling that they're getting enough ad money.
Exactly, the ad money's crazy. And the ad money for wrestling is normally lower, even though the numbers are bigger, than other stuff because traditionally they don't respect as much, it's not the right audience or whatever. And even though they're fanatical audiences and they're good to have on your side. So they announced this, and I'm wondering what the deal was. What the deal was with... So is Netflix now going to run ads? Are you going to be watching wrestling?
So that's a... No. So 1,000%. Netflix is going to start running ads on regular Netflix accounts. You're going to have to get like Netflix premium for like $40 a month 100%. To not have ads. At the end of the day...
Isn't the premium one now like $20?
It's like $16.99 or I don't know.
That's what I have.
I don't know what anything is, to be honest. But it's just like... if you look back, all of these streaming services, it was like... Get Netflix for $8.99 a month. Everything you need for $8.99. Now it's going to be like, you need Disney Plus for $20 a month. You need fucking Netflix for $40 a month. You need Prime for $10 a month.
I get why the prices went up.
You're paying what you would pay for TV.
For cable, that's the problem.
Exactly.
Because I get why they went up. They went up because they started buying and producing all these shows that cost $10 million here.
Of course.
Let me give you $100 million for a special, all that shit. So I get why the prices went up. But I feel like I wouldn't mind. They should have kept the prices lower and introduced random ads. Not even doing the show. Put fucking on the banner. I don't care. Make your money there so I don't have to pay for it. Now it's too late because now they're going to charge you $30 plus ads.
Bro, YouTube right now, if I watch YouTube on my TV, it's not that bad on my computer, but on the TV, I tried to watch Kill Tony the other night. In one guy's set, Tony says his name, I get hit with ads. He finishes his minute, I get hit with ads. Halfway through the interview, I got hit with ads.
That's Tony's fault though.
No.
Yeah, bro. It is.
You think so?
You choose where you put the ads.
I get it on every video.
What I'm telling you is when I put up videos, right? I give them a parameter. These are the sections that you could put ads in. You choose the exact second where an ad could go in.
Yes.
If you're getting those, that means that they chose all those sections.
No, it's not happening on computer or other devices.
No, it doesn't happen every time.
Only happening on my Roku TV.
It doesn't. Oh, maybe it's something else. Maybe
it's Roku.
That's
what I'm saying. Because
if it's a YouTube ad, you decide where to put it. And they don't put it in every time, but you might get unlucky. And you might get unlucky and they hit you on everyone. Fair. But you choose where you want the ads to
Maybe
show
that's
on
what it is. There's a glitch with the Roku that it hits every single one.
Yeah.
Bro, it's ridiculous.
But it's better for Tony.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm skipping those ads.
But even if you skip them, the fact that you let them play.
Okay.
Because no one sits here and watches. Everyone skips.
And it's pretty long too, bro. You got to wait 35 seconds sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, before you're allowed to skip.
What are we doing here? 35 seconds before I can skip.
But it's free on YouTube.
What a world.
It's a small price to pay.
No, it's fine.
Poseidon, what do you think?
I don't mind the ads.
Neither.
The only time I mind them is if I'm if I'm trying to figure something out about a car or I'm like it's time sensitive and I'm looking at like instruction videos, then I get really annoyed. But apart from that, like if I'm just going to sit back and relax,
it's not fair.
The end of the world.
Like, yeah, you're watching something, you need something. That is annoying. You're like, you need a quick tutorial for like a program or whatever. And it's you're getting hit with ads in a 4-minute video.
So Poseidon has a nasty habit of talking shit about our parking attendant here. Just destroying her on every second or third podcast, the English franchise.
And you like her.
Yeah. Well, no. He doesn't dislike her. Okay. I didn't say he dislikes her. I said he shits on her.
Okay.
Because she talks too much and he gets upset. And you know him, his fuse is not short. His fuse doesn't exist. It's either on off him. It's either he's not angry or he's angry. That's the only two versions of him that exist in the world.
I'm either angry or annoyed.
Yeah. There's no other version that exists.
Yeah.
So, you know, he'll be on podcast and I'll be like, this fucking up, fucking, she's fucking talking to me. I'm blessed by fucking night. And he's always getting angry. Right? And this has been going on since we've been at this studios for like 3 years. Okay. So there's a lot of podcasts in two different languages of him just shitting on this woman. So I've made it a point to never tell her what they're called so she can find the podcast. I don't want her to hear it and then get upset and sad, and then remove our privileges because we get away with a lot.
Of course.
Coming in to the studio today, she's like, yo, I've just spent hours listening to your shows. And I go, right away, I go, who the fuck gave you that information? She's like, Phil. Phil told me to listen.
Oh, Phil.
I call Phil. I go, you're trying to stop with us, man. I go, I protect you. You're trying to fuck me. And he's like, I wasn't trying to fuck you. He goes, I thought it was just, you know, she asked and I just gave it. I go, what the fuck are you doing? It's the funniest fucking thing. So now I'm just waiting for his moment of when she sees him, she's like, oh, so I'm annoying. Is that it? How about you go park in the fucking street?
Like, when's the last time he spoke about her?
Yesterday.
Oh my god, dude, it's over.
It's gonna be fun.
And she's never gonna say anything. It's just
she will.
No. I know her. She will. Okay. And look, it's her right. I talk shit about her, but I'll always prefixed it by saying like.
And do you say her real name?
Yes.
Nice.
I always say I feel bad saying this because she's a really nice lady and I like her.
But fuck her.
But okay. She's fucking her. Like,
okay. You never call her names. You just say she's annoying.
He did call her a redneck crackhead once. Called her a white.
I said she looks like a redneck crackhead.
Yeah, that's just as bad. It's even worse if she's not actually, you know what I mean?
She's just a nice lady that goes to work and tries her best to make the day as fun as possible.
She's probably gonna slash my tires.
No, she's not. She's not vindictive.
I just feel like, but she
is petty. She's gonna get.
She's just gonna make him wait. Sometimes
she's gonna be like, "It's full." He's gonna be like, "I see, it's empty. It's full."
Yeah, exactly. Sur la rue, monsieur.
Yeah, and go back on the street. You prick.
Fuck.
You fat bitch. She starts yelling at him. Turn the car around, reverse, get the fuck out of here. So and she was telling me, she's like, I didn't know. She goes, this guy, a lot of funny escapades with hookers. And then and then she's like, I could fucking talk to him about that. There's a lot of funny stories. Like, well, yeah, trust me, you're at the tip of the iceberg. You're at the tip of the Poseidon hooker iceberg. You have no idea. There's no stories in North America. Everybody claims. Bobby Lee claims. Everyone claims they have the best hooker stories. They bend the knee to this cocksucker. You know why? Because he has the whole rainbow. He has successful funny stories, shameful funny stories, stories where he's the victim, where they're the... He has every possible angle of hooker story. He has it. He doesn't have one experience. He has them all.
One of my favorites is the burning the sheets.
The burning the sheets was amazing.
Pretty good.
That I wanted to burn the sheets.
Yeah. Oh, but he just slept in them. That's how I got my rash.
Well, I cleaned them. I took them off. I slept on the floor, bro. What are you talking?
Crying on the floor. All right, I made my mistake. But again, I have to work it on stage because you saw me work on it a bit. The bit where.
I have more. Some dudes, I haven't said.
Some he hasn't said because some is too much. But I'm working on a bit, Poseidon, and it's based not just on that, but in general, all dudes, just how we always say. Be careful alcohol, be careful drugs. They're going to get you into trouble. The truth is a dude's dick will most likely get him into more trouble in his life than anything else.
You know, it's
but then like alcohol plus dick.
It's crazy.
Forget it.
Yeah.
You know, it's taking me, it's taking me what? I started getting erections, what, at the age of 9, 10? It's taking me 20 years to master this insanity.
Who farted?
Not me.
It doesn't smell.
No, but I heard a fart.
I think I just hit the chair.
Oh, that's what it was?
Oh, maybe.
Because he's talking, he's like, I got an erection when I was 9, 10. And I was like, what the?
But it's taken me 20 years to resist. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it's like, because I'm Greek horny too, bro. It's not just regular horny.
There's
like
fuck men as well.
Yeah. There's a level of...
Minotaurs. Other dudes.
Pouches.
Handsome boys that like poetry.
If a guy walks on his tippy toes, you know, send them my way.
Oh, bro, you better knock out.
I got to tell you guys a story. Apparently, I won't name names, but there's an open micer who's going around asking people, hey, if you had to suck an open micer's dick, whose dick would you suck? And he's asking dudes.
That's a good question.
And then, like, he doesn't listen to their answer, and he goes, if it was me, I'd suck Matt Borgelli's dick.
He just throws Matt under the bus.
He just wants to tell everyone he wants to suck his dick.
I know
who
it
is. Who is this guy?
I know who it is.
I just don't want to say his name. I don't want to dox him right now, you know what I mean? What? No.
Do I know him?
Does he have glasses?
Yeah, you know him.
Does he have glasses?
Keith, can we stop doing this? I just said I don't want to dox him.
Okay, I'm getting close, bro.
Wait, but when you dox him, isn't he saying this publicly?
Bro, have you not played the game Guess Who? If you ask enough questions, you're going to figure it out. I answered one. There's like one Asian open micer. It's fine. It's not him.
Any more questions? Okay, he'll tell me after though.
Sure, yeah.
So he wants to suck Borgelli's dick.
It's hilarious.
Borgelli's having the same problem I'm having. Dudes keep trying to bang him.
Did you see
who tried to bang you?
We're gonna talk about it later. But all kinds, even in video games, it's always dudes trying to bang me.
Did you see
video games?
For real, I was playing Baldur's Gate. Every dude in there is trying to fuck me.
Nice.
Even the devil.
Sick. Well, I mean, yes, of course.
I killed him.
Did you see
I refused to be a victim.
Sorry, did you guys see the comedian? Fuck, what's his name, bro? He's like brown.
Thank you. There's only one of those.
And he said Matt Rife sucked dick to become famous.
No, he didn't suck dick to be famous.
No, obviously not, but it's a clip.
Oh, it's okay. He's just probably fucking, he's just starting feuds. Yo, you know what I got? I went down the rabbit hole of on the way here. I was listening to it on the on YouTube audio while I was driving. You heard about the Team Canada hockey scandal?
No.
So there was a scandal a few years back with Team Canada, the hockey team, the juniors, where there was like sexual assault allegations.
Okay.
Nice.
but they weren't naming which players of the like the championship players team. Too. Yeah, yeah. So now there's more info because two New Jersey Devils like draft picks. They just I saw the Devils posted these two people. They put their names, Matt, whatever. They've been released, and that's all we're gonna say about this. So I'm like, what the fuck? That's weird. So I Googled their names, and they came up in the report. They have to go to London, Ontario, to present themselves to the police station. So essentially, what happened was, we don't know which the names are gonna come out soon. But what happened was, they were at a bar, they were celebrating their victory, and there was a girl that liked one of the guys. They started hitting on her. He took her back to the hotel. They banged. And then, like, the way the guy said it is, like, that she wanted to bang other hockey players. So he texted, yo, does anybody want to spit roast this broad? And they went. And it was, like, a group. And there was a videotape of one guy being like, yo, we're gonna spit roast this chick. And he walks in, and it's just a bunch of hockey dudes jerking off. And one other guy banging her. And then, anyways, I think they banged. They had videotape, like, you consent to this? And she's like, I'm not drunk enough yet, or something like that. So, anyways. So, next day, she's like in the shower crying, and her mom's like, what does it matter? She's like, I'm fucking embarrassed. I got basically gangbanged by these fucking hockey players. So her mom's like, what the fuck? That's a rape. We're going to the cops. So they go to the police, and then the hockey player that she was first with, he texts her. They text each other, and she's like, yeah, my mom went to police. And she's like, oh, I thought your mom would do that. What are you talking about? I thought you wanted it. She's like, well, I was a little embarrassed. I felt like they were making fun of me, this and that. And I wanted you. She goes, but then they came, and it was fucking weird that I had to bang them. And he's like, but I didn't know that you were forced, that you wanted, and this and that. So it was kind of pressuring her to pull the charges back. And then she's like, oh, yeah, okay, we dropped the charges. But really, they doubled down. So some of these hockey players, they lost, like, their scholarships or whatever the fuck. But most of them, it was hidden for, like, a long time now. Like, it was in court, in and out. And now more stuff's coming out about how, like, Hockey Canada knew and they were trying to cover up. People are mad about that because it was kind of like, I think it was tax dollars that pay for Hockey Canada. So they're like, our tax is going to defend gang rapes.
Yeah,
it's like, crazy. What the fuck's happening? And then, and I'm looking at it and I understand just by the testimonies, I understand both sides of it. I understand the dudes being like, oh, she said she wanted. I don't care if she was, like, we weren't thinking she was drunk. We were all drunk. So we did it. We even taped it because we didn't think she didn't want it. And I understand her being like, yeah, I was happy with banging the hockey player I wanted to bang. And then I gave in to the pressure of all dudes. That's and it. Then, yeah. Like, how do I get out of this? Because it's weird after when there's so many, you're like, you know?
Of course.
So I get it. It's just fucking crazy that this is happening. And now, I guess these young, I don't think they're going to be able to play hockey. I think they're going to get suspended from all the shit in North America. If they have to play, they're going to have to go to, like,
do you
Europe.
Remember a few years ago, there was, like, this kid, same, like, he was, like, about to get drafted.
Yeah.
And then he did some
the
shit.
Canadians.
So, yeah. And then all the teams went, you know, we know he's a good hockey player, but we all agree we're not going to take him.
Yeah.
And the Canadians were like, we're going to take him.
And then they got in trouble for taking him.
Well, yeah, no, it's crazy. That's a crazy move.
But they're him, like, okay, Poseidon.
None of us are going to take this guy.
His was like a legit rape, that kid. I remember. I remember we talked about it.
I think so.
But these guys, it's fucked up, but it is weird because they weren't like, we're going to rape this bro. They thought, they in their heads, like, this is consensual.
Yeah, but it's just, but
it's so scary. That's why you can't do this. You can't get involved with your, you can't bench it with your homies. Like,
it's, yeah, things need to be, that's the problem is, like, yeah, people are not, like, I don't know.
Because, like, imagine right now there's a chick you really, really want to bang. You hook up with her. You're in her hotel room. And then after you're done, she's like, oh, my friends, they want to get banged too. And she bring, and in the moment, you're like, oh, a bunch of chicks. But then after you're like, let's say you want to leave. Now it's weird. There's like six other chicks there. And you're like, what? And then after the next day, you're like, fuck, man. I banged the ugly one. I didn't want to do any of that shit. Why did I do, you know? So imagine her with dudes, with a bunch of hockey dudes jerking off of it. Like, there's just cocks everywhere. That's it. Because you're like, what do I do now? Because you don't know in your head. You're a little drunk. You don't know what could happen. Like, you're like, what if I pissed him off?
A drunk person saying something like that, you can't even, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can't take, yeah.
So I get it. I get that because the guy kind of didn't understand the text message. The hockey player was like, I don't get it. I thought you, like, the guy completely didn't understand why this might be a problem.
But it's like, I'm assuming, like, it's not like they're going to go to jail. They're going to just lose their, like, hockey fucking.
Yeah, I don't know, if there's jail time for this or whatever. Because they said more stuff keeps coming out. Like, there's a video that they were taking of the girls. Like, why are you taping me? What are you guys doing?
It's so that's horrible. Yeah, like, that looks, really,
that's,
you know,
fucking,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's very bad. And then also, it's, and like, then, there's the thing of, like, what did they do after? And, like, did they, rather than dealing with it and actually just being honest about the situation.
No, they bullied
her
into, yeah.
Exactly. So, like, that's even worse at that point.
It's super crazy. This I saw this. I go, fuck, bro. They should teach these kids. Like, one of the classes should be that. Like, look, you're going to get laid. You're young, fucking attractive, muscular dudes. You're playing hockey. You're winning gold medals. You're going to, chicks are, you guys have to do like the NBA. You guys have to, if you know, no, for real, if you know you're going to get laid, you have to be like, look, if you want, these are the contracts. There's an NDA, yeah, this and that, and we can't all bang you. You know, because in the NBA, you know, they make them sign NDAs. If they pick up chicks on the road, they can't even talk about it. And it has to be consent. Did you know about this?
No, I didn't know. But I like, yeah. I know that people, they used to get, a lot of people do that.
Because the NBA used to get in a lot of trouble. A lot of chicks would trick them just to have baby daddies. Wait, a lot of these, sure, basketball,
yeah,
players.
Yeah.
And they'd get fucked. So then they started doing that.
Yeah.
They walk around with contracts.
No, it's crazy. But a lot of people, yeah. Drake was in Aiden Ross's stream the other day. Aiden Ross was streaming, and he makes every girl who comes over sign an NDA.
Yeah.
And then Drake was like, if you came over to my place, you wouldn't have to sign an NDA.
I'm just going to put hot sauce in my condom.
But Drake on streams, it's crazy. I like the fact that this guy is like a billionaire and he's just
like
popping
it
into streams and just chilling and just talking and chat with the guys. Like,
it's like, what would happen if one of us would become a billionaire?
Exactly.
We're just fucking around the whole time. Too bad he's not in Montreal. He's in Toronto.
He comes to Montreal like at least like 3-4 times a year
for concerts.
No, he comes for concert, but then he also just comes to, like, he did one of his gambling streams in Montreal. He just did it at a hotel in Montreal.
Oh fuck! It would be cool to have him come to the studio.
I'm pretty sure he did it at like Four Seasons.
Because he's one of those.
I like how you said that one. Yeah. Like, it's like a unique idea. Like, yeah, it'd be cool to get drinks.
No, because I'm saying is he's one of those people. Like we have connections to big names, and you know we could reach out. But he's one of those people that I don't have a direct connection to at all.
Yeah. I know his cousin.
There's no middle.
everyone is connected to.
I don't know, but most people, we have a direct. We know their agents. We know this. I don't have any direct. Like, there's no.
I know his cousin on the Jewish side.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious, bro?
I swear to
God.
Invite Drake over.
Bro, Drake, come to the studio.
Why wouldn't you invite Drake? I know how you feel about
those
people.
I love Drake so much.
But why do you have to let your racism take over?
Well, no, we'll invite Drake one day. We got to get that follow. That's it. We got to get that follow.
We got to get that follow.
Drake's got to follow you. We got to get that follow.
He doesn't know we exist.
We'll get there. You know?
Gonna gamble with
that's it right now. It's clip it. Somebody clip it. We're gonna get you, Drake. We're coming for you.
That's not the right thing to say.
Future homies, man.
Yeah, that's the
we're coming for you. We're gonna be coming with you. We're gonna be coming at you. We're gonna be coming on you. We're gonna stop talking.
Listen, don't make it weird like that other guy that it was his dream to meet Drake, bro. We don't want to
make Fuzzy
it weird.
Yeah. Do you remember Fuzzy too? Yeah, the one who showed me him.
Yeah, let's not make it weird like that, bro. We would love Drake on the live stream, but if it's going to get weird, we don't want
him. Is he okay, that guy, now?
Yeah, I know. He got his kick deal. He's out. He's never going to be okay, but I just cannot believe that doing that podcast where we got Guido and we watched all the Fuzzy Tube stuff, it fucked Guido up that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the day that he got all weird with me. Because he was just watching Fuzzy Tube and it just sent him down a rabbit hole.
It's true. It did.
I thought it was going to have the opposite effect.
Exactly.
I thought it was like a kid that you're showing, this is your brain on drugs, don't do drugs. We showed him the same thing for his condition and he was like, I want to be like the brain on drugs.
This guy's
making money off his psychosis and I'm getting made fun of?
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, this guy's making money out of being me. And he starts freaking the fuck out. Yeah. He's like, that's my life. That's my life. I was like, I didn't know it was going to have that effect. That's fucking, yeah. I was like, I really wasn't expecting that one. Fuck. I'm normally good. Like, I'm a good chess, you know, guy. Like, I think a few moves ahead. Guido caught me off guard. I didn't expect him to take it like that. I was like, this is, his level of lunacy surpasses anything I could comprehend.
Checkmate, bro. That was, bro, can we address how crazy life is for a minute, bro? Like, everything that's happening, bro, in the world, bro. Texas, have you seen what's been happening in fucking Texas?
With the illegal immigrants?
With the guy, the guy that was a terrorist, bro.
Islamic terrorist, bro.
God damn, bro.
There's that guy, bro. He's on camera now. They're asking. They're like, where are you coming from, bro? Like, what are you doing? What's your name? And the guy coming from, like, where the Mexicans are coming from, he's talking. He's not like, mi nombre es. He's like this. It's no matter my name. You don't know my name? That's your problem? Soon you're going to find out exactly who I am. Because an Arab accent, right?
Why did you turn like...
Then they find out who he is, bro. He was a terrorist that was in prison for 12 years. For gun smuggling, bro. And he's the guy at the border.
That's crazy.
They've lost, bro. Everything's gone off the rails. So then the
But so in that situation, you saw the one where there was the 12,000 people or whatever, like
the caravan.
So what do they do in that situation?
Well, here's the thing. Texas tried to put the guards at the border, a barbed wire. They tried to secure the border. And then the federal government started fighting with them. They said, no, we're going to fucking remove whatever you put up.
Why?
And that's the thing. And they're fighting with the government, and they're sending the National Guard. Bro, it's like a civil war. They're fighting with the federal government is fighting with the state government. And the federal government is like, you have to let people in. We don't even know who the fuck they are. And the state government is like, go fuck yourself. I don't have to put anyone. I don't know who the fuck these people are. We already let in a terrorist that we know, you know? So it's just, it's havoc in Texas.
It's, fuck, what was that thing called with Rome?
The barbarian invasion?
Yeah, but there was a name for it too, no?
I don't know.
Anyways.
But it's fucked up to say that to someone. Like, no, you have to let them in.
No, yeah, it's I don't know.
Then
it's,
what's the point weird. Of having the borders? You have a harder time going down to the States. They'll stress you out more.
Exactly.
Than this guy who walked back in through Mexico who was in jail for 12 years.
I said Brooklyn once the wrong way, and the guy wanted to stab me in the throat.
What'd you say? Do you remember?
I went, Brooklyn, and he goes, excuse me? I go, I mean, like...
But he also, he added the N-word at the end. He forgot to say that. He's like, I just wanted to let you know that I'm down with the hood team. The guy's like, sir, turn your fucking car around.
Sir, I'm Japanese.
I was going down to go see, I think you guys were performing in New York or something.
We were performing at Governor's in New York.
Yeah, there you go. And then I get to the border and the border agent
asks. He likes to drive. He gets a souped up supercar. Any excuse. It's like, you know, it's an hour flight. He's like, you know, it's a supercar.
Well, it's not a supercar, but it's fast.
I go, you're not taking your car? He's like, no. You're going to spend extra money. Yeah. It's so much fun. I used to drive. It's fucking 10 hours of me just fucking around.
Hey, you guys are laughing, but your flight got canceled last time you came up with me.
But that's not why we came up with you. It was by coincidence. So this is crazy. So we're going up. He's like, I'm leaving now. I'm going to drive. And then me and Mike are thinking about it. Like, we're going to go to the airport. We're going to, you have to go 2 hours early. We're going to get the flight. We're going to get roughly the same time, maybe an hour before him. It's not that big of a deal. Let's just all drive up together.
Yeah.
Bro, as we're
I think it's true.
Bro, we're close to Boston. We get a notification. The flight's been canceled. No.
Oh,
so
yeah, I remember
thank
this.
God we didn't go with our flight. Yeah. Sometimes coincidences, they work in your favor.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And we had fun. We passed by little towns. If you're with your boys and it's not winter and you could stop, driving is the best. It's fun to go down to New York.
Also, when I drive alone,
Oh, I love it.
Sometimes I turn off the lights and I make the time shorter.
Bro, there was this guy.
Excuse me.
What?
Sometimes I turn off turn off my headlights.
Oh, really?
And I find unsuspecting.
Yeah, that's the way he said that reminded me of a guy.
Hikers.
So there's this guy who is a funeral home.
No, and he's like, and then he argues, no, it's not a rape, it's a murder.
It's not a rape, it's a race.
The final crime is what counts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bro, could you imagine him taking off his fucking in the middle? Cause I remember we were driving to West Virginia once. My buddy was getting married there. And
this is allegedly, by the way.
Were you with us?
No, I wish. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. So that drive was crazy, by the way. That drive was insane. And I remember at night we were looking for gas. We ended up, bro, in this town that looked.
Oh, that hill.
No, you weren't there, so why would you?
Sorry. Go ahead.
So we end up in this town, bro, that looked like it was straight out of a horror movie. The gas station closed, no attendance, nothing. Full of mosquitoes just hovering around. It was the only light source within like fucking 50 miles. Pitch black, bro. No street lamps, nothing. Pitch black. We're driving slow with the high beams on. And all the barns, all we're finding is barns that look like murder barns, like run down. No one was there, bro. The scariest fucking thing. And like, where do we go for gas? I'm running out of gas. And it was like to find a shitty ass another place. And we're trying to tell the redneck, like, fucking, let me put some fucking gas and get the fuck out of here. It was crazy, bro. It was very scary. Yeah, no lights. We take that for granted here that in Quebec, especially around here, they have lights everywhere around the highway. Even when you're far out in rural areas, there's always lights. But when you go into Ontario, it stops.
Yeah.
Same thing in the States. It's not everywhere. There's places, like now I'm saying it, and people are like, oh, really? There's lights? Like, there's places where they know it's like a dead, like, you better have your, you better be in a car. You can't do anything. If you're walking, it's pitch black. You can't see shit.
Yeah.
We don't have that here. Here, they invested money. It was Rene Lévesque who had done it. Yeah, Rene Lévesque wanted Quebec to industrialize the rural areas a bit.
He wanted homeless people to walk further so he could run them over.
Yeah. But that was a big move for Quebec. People take it for granted. That's huge. That's huge because it helps trade. It helps all kinds of shit. So it's very good. But all this to say, very scary.
There was a funeral director who used to come to the bar. We ended up having to ban him.
He banged corpses.
No, but he told somebody once that he would on his vacation time drive up to the States and like drive around and try and find like a homeless hitchhiking woman and
to kill her.
No, just to like
he confessed to a murder.
He just would just go fuck like homeless hitchhikers all the time and
lot
like,
lizards.
Yeah,
no, not even lot lizards, but like
yeah, I'm assuming lot lizards too. As well. It's just
but I think this is what doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. So he's in the city of sex.
Yeah,
he could get top end escorts, the strip clubs, everything. And he decides, I'm going to go find a broken human being.
That's it. Exactly.
That's why you guys banned him. That is mental. Yeah.
No, that's not why we banned him. I didn't even know, but we didn't even know about that until after he was banned. The guy told us about that story. He told like one guy, you know? And there was one of them because there was this woman who would come to the bar every like maybe like once or twice a year or some shit like that, who was like one of the
victims.
And like, I don't know, he would like get her on a bus and she would take a bus here and it was just, she was crazy. He'd get her all wasted and just ugh.
Oh, he's like, this one, I'm going to make her bust it up here. I'm not even going to go pick her up.
Exactly. God, yeah.
And she was disgusting?
Ugh. I mean, yeah, just all of it was disgusting. Not really, nothing wrong with her, just whatever, but just, oof. Creepy guy.
What a weird thing to do in this city. That's what I don't understand. You have it, you could gamble, you could do whatever you want here.
He was a big gambler too. But only shitty VLTs in fucking bars. He would just go play VLTs in bars.
You lose a lot with those.
Yeah, there's the worst. You know what I mean? It's the worst place you can gamble. If you guys are listening to this and you guys are using VLTs, stop it.
The best place with a casino?
No, just honestly, don't gamble. But like, if you're going to do slots, like do it online. You have better odds.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's just like,
I don't know, online odds for slots are better.
Yeah, it's better.
I thought they'd be worse.
Potential's better. There's like, it's much better. Like online, like it's just like, I find the amount, it depends on the provider, it depends on the game. I'm making a very broad statement.
Simon, who are you looking at? What's going on?
I don't know. It was just, it popped. I clicked on Twitter and it popped up.
It's Malcolm X, son. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Simon's a revolutionary Black Panther.
I realize.
So, okay, do you call it Twitter still?
I call it Twitter still.
Yeah. It's weird to call it X.
He's obsessed with X, Elon Musk, like everything, SpaceX, X. He's like obsessed with the word X. He loves the X-Men. Yeah. You can't just call everything X, and X is a variable. So I choose to use that variable to for represent Twitter. Yeah.
Nice.
Cause it's Twitter, dude. I don't want to call it anything else.
I like that.
On X. The fact that I had to change the logo on all the graphics pissed me off.
Yeah.
I like tweeting Twitter. I like that. Yeah. Nice. It's in the vernacular now. It's like a Nintendo. Remember for years people say, oh, you're playing Nintendo, but really you had a Sega.
Okay.
Like when I was young, that's how it was. Like your parents would always say Nintendo, but you could be playing anything. Video games were Nintendo. Same thing, that's what Twitter happened. You could call it X. We're going to say tweet.
It's Twitter, yeah. It's a tweet. It's still a tweet on X.
Yeah.
You sent a tweet on X.
Crazy, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new logo. What is that, XX?
So they took the logo of Twitter and they mirrored it, and it gives a Masonic symbol.
Yeah, I guess, but if you modify anything, you can make it look like something
else.
That's
it, yeah.
That's true.
It's literally like everything.
That's the problem. Any good conspiracies, Poseidon? Have you stumbled?
Lately, just the, you'll tell him the Jim Carrey one, bro.
Why would I tell him the stupidest thing you've ever told me? I don't want to repeat that. I don't even remember it. I just remember it was dumb. Oh, yeah. He thinks that Jim Carrey.
I don't think. People on the internet think.
So he believes what people on the internet have told him, and what they've told him
is that you, bro.
What's his name? Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Is actually Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's playing the role of Joe Biden.
I believe it.
Go fuck yourself.
No, that's real, bro.
I can kill you.
We got a Canadian in the fucking Oval Office, bro. Pretty sick, if you ask me.
Oh, they probably saw the SNL skit.
Bro, it's just like, fuck, man. What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Trump, Trump,
the
end. These Trump Canadian- won again, huh? Where is he? Massachusetts. Like, Trump's on a roll.
I'm just like, this Canadian and American elections, big elections. What's going to happen?
Poseidon, that's not Jim Carrey. That is an Asian girl dancing.
Yeah, I know. It's because it's. I opened up TikTok.
Are the people at home watching this?
I think we should do a TikTok.
Why not? Show them what I'm seeing, bro. They're going to think I'm crazy. I'm making this up. I'm not making this up.
I think the three of us should do a TikTok dance.
Like this?
What would it take for you to do a TikTok dance like this?
10 G's.
No, no. Like a challenge wise.
10 G's.
Like 100K, 100, 150K subs in the next 2 months?
If I, yeah, then I would do maybe a choreographed. I like choreographed dance, but it's not good. I'm not a dancer.
No, I know, but that's the point. It would be, I think it would be great for us to practice and show off our moves.
What moves?
Me, you, and Poseidon. We do a TikTok dance.
I think me, you, and Poseidon doing a TikTok dance would just destroy. People would be like, I'm over this. I'm never getting on TikTok again. This ruined my life.
No, no, they're just going to revamp it. Bro, we're going to, you know what I mean? They're going to call us up to the news and say, hey, how'd you guys do that dance?
We're on Ellen.
Yeah, we're on
How Ellen. Did you fucking cunts?
Ellen's like, is that someone's belly button?
Oh, I forgot about it. Ever since then, I've been cleaning my belly button like crazy.
It is crazy that Poseidon had such a vile-smelling belly button that it made the internet rounds. Bro, how ballsy is the guy that came to smell your belly button?
That's crazy.
I gotta give it to the guy, bro.
That guy. That was a kid from Boston, right?
Yeah.
That's a big dick kid, bro.
Shout out to Boston, bro.
No brain, big dick, bro. That was insane. I couldn't believe he was doing it. And he went deep, eh?
I went deep.
Oh, yeah.
With my finger.
Fucking champion. That was one of the best comfort zones.
Yeah, comfort zone was mental.
Yeah. We'll bring it back. We're going to do it
again.
Yeah,
we just got to figure out how we're going to
work
everything all these weird days. What is it? Oh, bro, can you get out of here, bro. What's wrong with you, bro? I hope your girlfriend breaks up with you because of that.
What the hell?
It's disgusting.
Also, shout out fucking Open Mic Live. Me and Boris were doing it every Monday this week.
On what channel?
On Open Mic Live on Twitch and Kick. Follow us on Twitch. That's where we did it this week. We're probably going to do Twitch and Kick next week. I think we're just having some connection issues. The first week I went live, Restream just wasn't fully working. So
Restream sucks.
It. Yeah, that's it. So,
I stopped using it.
Whatever.
It's really not good. I was fucking paying for it and it sucked.
Yeah, no, it was just fucking over. Anyways, but so we.
But Restream, I was paying for it and it sucked. And then they put a lot of effort into showing me Ukrainian flags and telling me I got to fight for the Ukraine.
Nice.
I was like, bro, you're here to Restream fucking goofy internet content. Don't get political with me.
Yeah, no, it's. That's where all the money went. They stopped funding the site.
They stopped funding the site.
Ukraine. Yeah,
just gave it to the Ukraine. Zelensky needed another mansion.
Yeah,
off of the 520 heading to the airport. If you go west, there's a guy that bought a billboard space and he just put the Ukrainian flag.
But that's fine because that's his money. He could do whatever he wants with it. It changes nothing. I don't mind that. Me, it's more of like I'm paying you for a service. Imagine going to Tim Hortons. You're like, yeah, I like a cup of coffee. And I'm like, do you or do you want to send a grenade to the Ukraine? No, just give me the coffee, bro. Okay, but how do you feel about the Ukraine? It doesn't matter how I feel, bro. How do you feel about Israel and Palestine? How do you feel about Israel and Palestine?
Good. No, it's horrible.
You still happy?
It's the worst. It's horrible.
Really? How come last month you were saying how amazing it was?
I was celebrating. I was singing and dancing.
You're singing and dancing? You're like, death cult. I am a death cult.
No, it's horrible. It's not going to end anytime soon. It's brutal. It's just, it's the worst.
Do you think it could end if they get rid of Netanyahu?
I think that's a way to start, definitely, that it would lead to potentially having an end. But I don't think they're getting rid of Netanyahu.
Anytime soon.
No, like I don't think he's letting go of those, you know?
What about Iran? I heard that Iran's trying to get involved because Israel started attacking Iran.
Every time I open my fucking Twitter, somebody else bombs somebody else. It's crazy. And I don't know if it's because I started following an account that gives like updates or it's just like this has always been happening in the world.
Well, it's always been happening, wars, but I know that now we're fighting. The U.S. is bombing, the allies are bombing the Yemenis, Yemen, because of the Houthis.
Yeah.
because they were attacking
fucking up the boats.
Well, fuck them, because what they did is they launched
missiles.
Who's going
to carry the boat? Not the Houthis.
They attacked a Greek ship, Greek merchant ship.
Okay, now you're missiles. Mad.
Now it's personal.
Now you're mad.
I was on the side of the Yemenis. I was like, don't bomb these people. And now I'm like, bro, get them off the map. What are you throwing missiles at a Greek ship for? People who have nothing to do with this war. Greece has nothing to do with it. They're literally, they're merchant ships. Greeks are
but
big merchants.
But they don't merchants. Know. They went after the Russian ships and they're allied with Russia. Like, they don't know. They're
that's
just,
what I'm saying. So don't fire
boats,
if you're that
bro.
Stupid.
They're just like, there's a boat. Get it. Yeah. Like, they're just like,
you act
rabid,
like you
bro.
Just got you out of the jungle. Stop.
But we always get caught in the crossfire, bro.
Who's we? Are you a boat?
No, the Greeks.
I thought you're Albanian.
World War II, bro. I swear to God, bro. If one more person calls
they
me
they came
Albanian,
through his country to
I'm
try
going,
to take over
I'm
Greece.
I'm going to strangle you.
You, the
I
Italians?
Know, I didn't know you were Greek.
Bro, the Italians, you went through his country to try to take over Greece, and we fucking stopped you up there. The Italians, they got
it's
you guys
not my
got
country.
Rattled.
I'm not Albanian. Why do you guys keep calling me Albanian? Where do you get this? But why do you guys do this?
Okay, listen. Dua Lipa, calm the fuck down.
I swear to God.
Calm down, bro.
But where did this come from? I'm curious.
He's
I don't know, bro. I thought you were Albanian this whole time.
I will fucking stab you.
Well, it's because of the way you talk and the way you sing and the way you look. We just thought that you were an Albanian.
I'm very upset.
If you take a look at me, you know that I'm Albanian.
I've never said that in my life. I've never said that in my life.
You want me. You want me. I want you. But you're Albanian.
You bastards.
They're Dua Lipa references, Poseidon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
I did it. No, it's not me. Who are you quoting right now? It is not a direct quote from me.
I have never released a platinum award winning song. Never. I've barely gone gold.
I haven't sang since I was 7 years old.
I was in the Albanian choir. God damn it!
Hey! It's because it pisses me off. This is why you guys call me Albanian, right?
Probably, yeah.
I just thought you were, man.
No, you didn't. Stop
this whole time. I thought you were. Somebody said it and I just didn't click.
He said it.
Maybe.
And you dance the way you dance?
Oh, I think it was your brother told me you're Albanian.
Yeah. I'm going to kill my brother.
No.
You know Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
You're Dua Lipos. Lipos means fat.
Bastard. I'm very upset.
He doesn't like Dua Lipa.
I don't like being called Albanian.
Why don't you
well,
like Dua
why,
Lipa?
Bro? You're going to become like him, a self-hating
a proud,
Jew. You're going to become a
I'm
self-hating.
I'm a proud Greek.
A lot of Albanians say that, yeah.
No.
I will not fall for it.
No. How dare you?
Are they Greek in Cyprus?
Yeah, they're Greeks. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Greeksters, but half the country was taken over by Turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
So it's still under occupation.
Oh.
Yeah, but nobody cares because they're not Ukrainian.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The 70s.
But it's been occupied since the 70s, yeah.
Okay. They wanted to send my father there, the UN, as a peacekeeper.
His father would keep the peace.
No, when he was in the military.
Okay.
And his dad's like, bro, I'm Albanian. I got nothing to do with this war.
Bro, fuck you, bro. You piece of shit.
It's got nothing to do with me. Go on.
He went AWOL because he didn't want to he didn't want to get involved.
He went up a wall.
On the ceiling.
So funny.
Allegedly.
Continue, Poseidon. Tell us about your father.
Oh, yeah, that was it, because they were slaughtering Greeks, and he's like he didn't want to go there, because then he was going to, you know, he wasn't allowed to shoot, basically. So when you go as a peacekeeper, as the UN, like back then, when it happened in the 70s, right? They want to send my father as...
So basically, he was going to get fucking...
Bro, the last line of defense for these people? Platter.
No, they were supposed to stand in the middle and basically do nothing. You can only shoot back if your life is in immediate danger.
Yeah.
But if you were to see Greeks being shot at or being slaughtered, or vice versa, or Turkish people, you weren't allowed to engage.
Yeah, that was the, crazy. Just watching.
So because my father, a Greek man, just to reiterate... he didn't want to go because he wouldn't be able to resist. He was going to fire back at the Turks. He was like, fuck this. So, and I think he asked like 3 times, don't send me there. And they're like, no, you're going to go. What's this?
I'm listening to the story.
Albanian.
I swear to God, bro.
this is this is what your dad was listening to on the boat on the way there.
I'm very upset. I don't get upset, but I'm very upset right now.
Bro, it's your cousin. What's wrong with
bro,
you?
I swear to God, bro.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Stop it.
Too good.
I'm asking you nicely.
Hey, you guys make good music, though. Be proud.
Daggers, bro.
Be proud. Daggers. No, you guys make good stuff, bro. Award-winning type of shit.
You know, you kind of look like Yugoslavian yourself.
Thank you. He doesn't know what Yugoslavian is. That's a combination of many countries. That's like saying you look North American yourself. Thank you. Albanians don't understand the geography of the region.
I will. You fucking bastard.
Yeah. You don't like, you hate Dua Lipa, huh?
I was not never a fan.
Why?
She wants to be the most famous Albanian. She took that title like this, bro. Bam. You know who else was Albanian?
Who?
Joe and Jim Belushi.
Ah, you look like the fourth brother.
Yeah.
Look, I got
comedy
nothing.
Comedy legends.
Look, I got nothing against the Albanians. I had friends growing up that were Albanian. They were good kids.
Yeah, they're your two brothers.
No, fuck you, bro.
He's like, I knew a lady, nice lady, this Albanian woman. My mom, nice gal. She worked very hard. You gotta respect that.
I give up.
But I myself am Japanese.
Are you guys? Are you two different kinds of Greek?
Me and him, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're Western Peloponnesian.
What?
Western Peloponnesian.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
And he's, I think you're Northern Epiro and Cretan, no?
I'm not Northern Epiro. I'm north of Greece.
Epiro. Yeah, Epiro. You're from Epiro and Crete. And my dad is Southern Peloponnesian. My mother is Western Peloponnesian, which is, there's no big difference, but.
And Peloponnesia is in Albania.
I swear to God.
If they have it their way, it will be. I've been trying to take over my country for years.
Okay, I'm done.
Bastards.
Fucking.
What's the matter, Poseidon?
I'm upset.
At what?
I don't like being called Albanian.
Okay, we're going to move on. Why'd you bring it back up, you fucking Albanian?
Because yeah, I'm upset.
He's very angry about this whole Albanian thing. How did you think we're never going to catch you?
Shit, bro. I hate you.
I'm just imagining him later driving like this is the music. How the fuck do they know? Did I give it away? Is it my clothes?
You know what I've been getting into lately? Russian gangster rap.
Albanian music. Russian gangster rap.
Yeah.
Have you tried Albanian gangster rap? It's fucking top notch.
No.
He actually, you know what's funny? Is I walked into his car once. It was giving me a lift. And he was listening to Albanian gangster rap.
No, it was Albanian living in Greece. It was Greek rap.
So that's you. Yeah, that's your family.
I swear to God, bro.
Bro, it was my cousin singing a rap song. Do you remember that, though?
Yeah, Tokel.
Yeah, he loves him.
Nice.
I don't love him.
Albanian rapper.
No, my favorite rapper now, Greek rapper, is Bloody Hawk, and he's Greek.
Bloody Hawk?
Bloody Hawk.
Fuck, bro, that's a stupid name.
It's sick when rap from somewhere else hits you and it's good, and it's just like, it's nice.
Can you bring up a Hawk from Cobra Kai? Because this is literally what I'm thinking when he said it. This is the rapper he's been listening to. No, type in Hawk Cobra Kai, bro. He doesn't. He's always on his own fucking thing. And then he wonders, like, Albanian.
Eli Moskowitz.
There he is. That's
what
I'm thinking.
What the fuck is
this? That's Bloody Hawk, bro.
No, it's this guy. This is the rapper.
Let me see him.
Nice.
Bro, I'm telling you, Pete, listen to his music. It's deep. It's very good.
Click on him. Click down. Huh? Click on that picture. Right there, that one. Yeah. Bro, he looks like he's about to be the victim of a crime.
Very good music.
What kind of music?
Rap.
No. Like what kind? Like what does he talk about? Is it about bitches and hoes?
No.
Like
he talks about life.
Okay.
It's fuck! He's Albanian too. Oh no! Wait. This is Tokel.
Tokel was, bro, this is amazing, bro.
Oh, wait, wait, how wait, did he get Tokel if he looked up Bloody Hawk? What are the odds?
That's weird.
What?
Bro, this is amazing.
Oh, no, he's Greek. Oh, no, Bloody Hawk is Greek. Bloody Hawk is Greek.
Bro,
Bloody
that
Hawk
was the funniest thing. I hope the camera was on you.
No, it wasn't.
That reaction was amazing.
No, no, Bloody Hawk is Greek.
He fucking lost his mind. He's getting, my whole life is a lie. Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see where he was born now. I don't trust anymore.
Greece, nationality Greek. Yeah, yeah, he's Greek.
No, nationality doesn't
ethnicity,
mean
ethnicity Greek.
Okay, citizen. Yeah, he's Greek.
Yeah, he's Greek.
Yeah,
he's Greek. He's
but
Greek.
It's so funny, Scorpio.
Oh, really? I didn't even. Where? Oh, okay.
Very important information.
He's Greece's Drake.
Oh, nice.
But he makes like.
I thought Drake was Greece's Drake.
Maybe, I don't know. But dude, I'm telling you, like, you P, listen to his music.
Yeah.
I fucks with it. It's deep. It's deep. Okay. Some of the stuff in Greek rap, though, I will warn you, you will cringe.
Like?
Like when they try to anglicize things. You know what I mean? The it's a bit cringe, but I'm telling you, he is very, like, you're gonna, it's deep. It's about life.
In my asshole, there's no gerbil, it's a hamster. Forget the rumor, it's a hamster.
The internet says I'm Albanian. I'm not.
Yeah. Don't listen to Poseidon, you internet troll. I am not Albanian. I am 100% Athenian. And then Tokel pops out.
No, he's Albanian. He says he's Albanian, even in his rap songs and shit.
Yeah, no. We're just busting your balls, bro.
I know.
Because I know how much you hate to talk about that shit. But
we're not making fun of you guys.
Not everyone is comfortable with their past.
Yeah, we're not making fun of you. You realize that we're not making fun of you guys. I'm only doing it because it teases you. Like if people called me Greek and it bothered me, they would keep doing it. But it doesn't. I love being Greek. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Look, it's because I come from a long line of farmers from my mom's side, and we had a lot of land.
We call you, by the way, our slaves. You're our farm equipment.
And my family, my grandfather's had a lot of problems with the Albanians trying to steal shit. So that's why I get upset. It's true. What do you want me to say? It's the truth.
They're like, give us back our land, fellow Albanian.
Bastard.
Like, what?
I can't win.
Yeah.
It's a big problem in Greece.
Yeah.
Albanians here chill. Albanians in Greece, not so chill.
Albanians in Greece are chill too. It depends where. It's like everything else. It's just there's a long history of tension between the countries. So you have some fanatics that just hate this. But in general, people grew up there. They live there. It's like you, me growing up here.
Yeah.
You're cool.
Yeah.
But you're going to find some lunatics too.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Fair.
They're not.
I remember one time in high school, there was a Turkish guy. He looked like a monster. he wanted to fight me just because I was Greek.
You see, like, stuff like that, that's retarded.
Yeah.
That a Turkish guy saw him and said, that's a Greek.
I swear, I knew that was coming. I said it, I'm like, God damn it, I knew where this was going.
The guy's like, I'm going to beat you up for being Greek. Besides, like, the joke's on you. I'm Illyrian. That would have been amazing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, used to fight a lot, huh?
Huh? Yeah, in high school, yeah, a lot.
You ever just sit on someone?
A lot of fist fights. No, never. It was a lot of fist fights. I've only lost one.
Have you? You've knocked people out?
Knocked himself out.
Yes.
Do you remember the first time you knocked someone out?
Yeah.
It started like this. Mom, get out of my room.
Well,
like KO, what? KO. It was
yeah, like you hit them and they fall.
The thing is, I would not remember a lot of my fights. Like I remember my first fight though, but I always remember it from other people's perspective.
Okay, you black out.
I would black out, yeah. I remember...
You wake up, you're like, why is this cock in my mouth?
I remember my first fight, though.
Touché, coach.
There was a
I win!
There was a table game called Mississippi, and it was basically pucks, and you had to slide pucks to the
other
side of the
table. Yeah, we know
what
Mississippi is.
Some people don't know.
I don't know.
You know what Mississippi is?
No.
He's fucking...
here, look, I'll show you.
You know what Mississippi is? You never played Mississippi?
No, I know how to do MISSISIPPIISSSISSIS.
Maybe we call it something else.
Can you do that? Can you do Mississippi backwards?
Huh?
IPBISSSISSIM.
I never thought about that. Why do you even know that?
It's a thing.
So it's this. So it's this is a table game, and you have 10 pucks.
Okay.
Right, and then
you gotta slide him over
to the other side, and you gotta knock him and whoever. And if you miss, it's the other guy's turn.
Okay, it's a game with the little pucks on a board. It's like air hockey.
It's much fun.
Okay, it's a lot of fun, yeah. And the thing is, it was the most popular game in the high school, and it was my first year.
After and, gang rapes.
Yeah, and it was it was my turn to play, but this kid didn't want to leave, and he was like in sec three, I remember. And so I pushed him out of the way.
Sec three, for people that don't know?
Secondary three.
Yeah, for people that don't know what that means.
Ninth grade.
Yeah, there you go. And I was in seventh grade. Yeah, I was in seventh grade. And then what happened was I pushed him out of the way, but then what he did was he started strangling me.
With his dick.
No. He started strangling me like Homer Simpson.
No, he grabbed me by the neck, started strangling me, so I just started punching him in the face.
Okay.
And then, like, I knocked his glasses off. He fell down and shit, and, like...
Okay, so you guys, you were playing Brooklyn rules.
Yeah, I threw, as he fell, like he hit a pregnant lady that was trying to, like, a pregnant teacher that was trying to stop the fight. Like it was a.
Boy, pulled a George Floyd. Yeah. It's crazy. They were strangling pregnant women and had the same hallmark moments of that case. That's insane.
And then did you get in trouble?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
So
as well.
For me, see, okay, when I was in seventh grade, I was talking to this girl, and then this kid.
Did you show the people at home the Mississippi Table?
Yes, I did.
I wonder how many people know it. I used to love that game.
I loved it. I got so good at some point.
I forgot how to play, but like it'll come to you. It's like a bike.
Yeah.
We should buy one for the studio.
It's too noisy.
Yeah.
We're recording here.
Okay. I thought it was actually. Is there air on it, or it's
no?
Just
no,
slides?
There's no air.
It's just
wood.
Just slides. It's wood.
Rich mahogany.
Wood on wood action.
Yeah.
And you got to make them hit the end, or you got to make them land on markings.
So you got to, so there's like a, if I remember correctly, it's kind of like an end zone, like in football. You have that end zone where you want the most of your pucks in, right? But what happens is, you see, you can fall off.
Shuffleboard.
So if somebody, shuffleboard is how they probably call it everywhere else.
Oh, yeah, this is the old.
In an actual inning of play, one complete round of throw all eight pucks from one side of the
table. Oh, no, this is not the same thing.
No, this is different.
No, this is not the same
thing. So basically how it was is you have like kind of an end zone area. And you want to keep your pucks within that end zone. So you slide them down and you hope that you're not under, behind, and you're not over, because over you fall out and you get 0 points.
Okay.
And you only get points if they're within that end zone area. The thing is, when the other person is launching, he can, as a strategy, hit your puck, try to eliminate your puck, and keep his on. So then there's a strategy. Maybe you fire purposely lower. You're sacrificing a puck, but it's kind of blocking the way so that if he hits one hard, it hits that outside puck and doesn't hit. So there's all these little it's kind of like air hockey. So it was a lot of fun, though. I remember all the stuff because I was a kid. Maybe we made up the rules and it was different rules. But we had a lot of
fights over this game.
Oh, in French, what are they called? Rondelle d'or.
For la rondelle d'or, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It keeps giving me casino shit.
Yeah, because there's different versions of poker.
What the fuck
up.
Is that?
Is that a ball sack?
What the fuck is this, bro?
Do you guys like pimple popping videos?
No.
I love it.
You're disgusting.
Hey! They're human beings. You guys are okay in my book, sir.
Thanks.
I don't care about the whole controlling the weather thing. I just wish you did it differently.
Can you put in a good word for us to start building our tunnels in Montreal?
We have already all these tunnels.
The only thing I can find is something in Quebec.
Whatever, let it go. It's why you...
Let it go, bro. Who gives a shit?
There's no problem. It's from Quebec. It's better.
Yeah.
So look at that. My God, this might actually be
your school.
Yeah. Went to the same school.
I like that they had it still opens up with Bloody Hawk.
It looks like, that's what I was about to say.
So this is the game. This, yeah, so you would put a puck like that and you would place it.
Hold
and then
on.
The other guy had to.
These are the cool kids. Okay.
Yeah.
Like how they have their tracks, their matching tracks.
What a name. Lathapan. Ponu Durai versus Alex DeGay. I'm going for Lathapan. What a name, bro.
Watch him.
That's a powerful name. Lathapan Ponu Durai.
You see, you got to hit it. Oh, he missed. Now it's his turn.
We played differently, but okay.
So then you could put it wherever you want. Yeah, it's a bit.
How do you ever miss?
Also, here's the thing.
He missed.
How do you miss that? That's crazy.
We had different rules as well.
Yeah.
If your puck hits the other puck, it has to stay. Because if they both fall, it's still the other guy's turn. We had stricter rules. These are nerds.
Us, use of the N-word was frowned upon.
Rampant.
And encouraged.
Oh, so, okay, I see. You want to get rid of all the pucks from your side.
Exactly.
Okay, they're playing a dumb version of it.
My version was way better.
Bro, this kid, he's not going to miss. Bro, how would you miss? Why would you put it on the wall?
Yeah, what a fucking dummy.
What the hell is going on?
He just made it easier.
Bondurai is going to win right now.
He's a dumbass.
Bondurai. Bondurai. Bondurai.
Basically, you had tactics.
Lathapan. Lathapan. Look at Lathapan.
He's a legend.
Look at the teacher, bro. He's got a hard on. Look at that.
Where you had tactics where you would hit it just hard enough where all the pucks would stay, and then you had a big target so you couldn't miss. You know what I mean? And then you would just annihilate.
No!
Lathapan.
Okay, he's won nothing.
That's been strategizing.
This guy's playing against Bo. Dugay is a fucking bum. He's a bum.
Oh, look at Dugay, bro. How does he miss? Where's Dugay? Oh, fuck. He has to put them both out. Fuck.
He knows, man.
He knows Dugay's weakness, though.
Yeah. Dugay doesn't like it when it's on the edge there.
Yeah.
He gets nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, but now he's confident.
Yeah, they're not playing with the proper rules.
He did it. He got his point.
So you're talking about, what is it, 1-1?
Yeah, 1-1.
Wait, how's that work? Huh? Oh, it's like first to three or something?
It's like tennis.
It's like it's fucking long.
And then to decide who goes first is whoever gets it closest to the edge.
Lathapan. I like this kid. Lathapan.
I love him, bro.
Wait,
he's got soft hands.
Soft hand. That's what they call him in the hood. Soft hand Lathapan. Bro, is that soft hand Lathapan? I like him.
But bro, Jigay, he's in the flow now.
Yeah, Dugay's got a.
He scored another one. He scored another one, eh?
Yeah. He's got to make up for that haircut.
Is this like a 15 love type of situation, like in tennis?
Well, no, they're not tied. Oh, he just won the first.
Look at that mohawk.
Bro, that kid's bald, bro. That kid's.
Bro, I can't believe this guy has a mic and everything. This is hilarious.
I don't have any volume.
Alex of the gay.
I don't have volume, Poseidon. What happened?
Dugay ici pour ton prochain match. Ben ouais. Alors c'est confirmé les fans, il sera là. Alors je suis également avec le gérant de la Tipan. Gabriel.
This is the manager of Latipan.
Et Latipan a joué tout un match, a fait quelques petites erreurs. Est-ce que tu es fier du plan de match que tu avais suggéré à Latipan jusqu'à maintenant?
Ben Latipan a très bien enchaîné au début. Il a réussi à commettre quelques erreurs par Alex. Par exemple, il faut qu'il soit plus vigoureux envers Alex.
Very rigorous against Alex the gay.
Exactement. Alors, on retourne à la partie, bien sûr.
Period 2, starting.
1-0 ici. Alex Gay, maintenant.
Let's go, Latipan.
Alors,
Latipan! Latipan!
So best out of
Latipan.
Three,
Latipan!
Eh?
Best out of three, yeah. And when you get two, you win the round.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Right now,
we really need Latipan to
Latipan's
win,
on the edge right now. If he loses this, he's done.
Oh. It's crazy.
Come
bro.
On, Lati.
This guy just gets to start, man. Bro.
Yeah.
He's down. He should be able to start, bro. This is fucked
Latipan,
up.
Latipan, you got to switch up. No, not the corners. The corners are the easiest.
Oh, he's getting rattled now.
Bro. Yeah, it's over, bro. It's over. Oh, but it went out. So does it count?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he got rattled.
He got rattled. 1-0 right there. Oh, wow.
He got done.
Look at him. He's so good with the tossing multiple at once. Bro, look at that.
Look at that. Wow. They just did a replay of him.
Yeah,
tossing.
Exactly. That's crazy that I said it. I should do a four-time replay on
it. That was just four replays of that, yeah. Yo, this is becoming racial. Okay, let's go. Oh, he got it.
Here we go. Lati. No!
Latipan, what are you doing?
Okay. We're back in it here.
Come on, Lati.
Latipan.
That was dumb.
Latipan. Latipan.
Woo.
Soft hands, Latipan.
Oh my God.
That went off the board.
The hands are too soft there, but you got three left. Come on, you gotta crank it, brother.
You got soft hands, brother.
Shit. Oh, why are they replaying that embarrassing moment, bro? He can't live that down.
Replays. No.
I gotta admit
it.
No, he's supposed to leave it.
No, he's not. Oh, why did he fuck that up?
I gotta say, I really like the transitions.
It's over, bro. It's over. Jigay's. Oh, wow.
Oh. What just happened?
I don't know why he got an extra throw there.
Jigay. Oh, he missed.
How does he miss like that, bro?
Oh, Latipan. I think, you know what the thing is? Soft hand Latipan. Mentally, he's not strong.
Yeah.
Alex Dugay got into his head.
He's a beta.
This is it. Big come. Hey, whoa, what was that? Oh, there you go.
Rapid fire, bro.
Latipan. Oh, fuck, bro.
God.
Who's managing Latipan?
Look, they did a replay of the rapid fire.
Yeah, because that guy blocked it with his hand. You're not supposed to. Yeah.
No, he didn't. Fucking he got it. Cheater. Just replaced it.
Oh. Latipan's back in it, bro. Okay.
Come on. I want to see a huge...
No.
How do you miss that?
It's crazy,
the corners were the easiest shots.
Oh, he's banging.
I got to get one of these for the house for me and Borges.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, there. He missed. Please come back. Come on, Latipan. Bro, I got like $40,000 on this.
I would bet on this.
Oh, I would be a degenerate gambler on this.
I would take
these are some nice pucks, though, I got to say.
These are some nice replays, but, bro, I don't want to see the fucking replay.
Because, like, right now, bro, the odds on Latipan are probably so sick.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's an underdog.
No one's banking on him.
Yeah, bro, you put $10, you probably win $300 right now.
You just got to stay calm.
No, you can probably win, like, $80.
Stay calm. You got this, Latipan.
You know what we would do? If the other guy had his hand in the box like that, we would throw them extra hard, sometimes miss on purpose to hit the hand.
Oh, come on. Why is he rushing it?
Just to fuck up the other guy's hand.
That one's a weird puck, huh?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah, we had a lot of broken ones.
From you eating them?
Oh, come on, Lati. I don't understand these rules, bro.
No, they have weird rules, bro.
Latipan just fucking flipped it. He was chilling.
Bro, I hope he loses now, bro.
Come on, Latipan. Oh, this is it. You missed.
Oh, this is last.
Okay.
No, it's coming back.
Bro.
It's coming back.
Bro, this is the Rondel d'Or. Like, come on, Latipan.
You got soft hands, brother.
Okay.
Okay, my boy.
Yes. Come on, man.
Come on, Lati.
Two more. One, two.
Oh, hey, this guy's cheating all the time.
No, he's not. It just bounced back.
Yes, okay, that's it.
Yo.
Oh, no, one more.
Oh, he did it, no? How much...
Bro,
Latipan got rattled, bro. That guy put all his shit in the basket.
Latipan,
what a comeback! What a comeback! Let's go!
He's got groupies,
bro. Latipan!
He's got groupies.
Latipan! Bro, I'm team Latipan all the way, bro.
Yeah, bro, he's juiced.
How
do they decide who goes now? Who goes first?
Whoever gets it closest to the edge. So you see...
That guy didn't even make it, Duque.
Come on, he missed his first shot, Latipan. Bro, this
mentally,
clown, he's a clown, bro.
Mentally, he's not strong. Mentally, he's not strong. And Alex.
There we go. Okay, man. Alex smells it now. Yes. Crank him, bro.
Let's go.
No!
Oh! How do you miss
that? He gave you an easy shot, too.
I'm going to break the chair. I got to stop smashing it. It's bad.
Bro, he's damn, bro.
Alex is way more focused.
Alex is just, bro, this guy is hard as a rock.
Oh, shit.
Did he just smoke him?
He just won.
He's the guy. Alex just did 2-1,
fuck
2-1.
Off, man.
All right, Poseidon, thank you for that.
What does he have to say?
I beat the Indian.
What is he saying? Oh, we don't know. So, of the gay, one.
I like how this guy's the most into it. Like, Latipan and Alex are like, we're bro, it's lunch. We're having fun. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, and the teacher's like, these sexy students are here. Sexy. They smell nice. Come here, Latipan. These sexy students are here fighting for their lives. Who's going to be the champion? The muscular, thick, young, virile champion representing our school. Come here, guys. Group photo. Come here.
Let me get both of you. Let me get both of you in there.
Let me get both of you in there. Yeah.
Hey,
no, get closer.
Get
closer.
Yeah. What are you so shy about?
Ziggis. Oh, youth.
Get under my wing.
Yeah. These two sexy kids. By the way, this came out 11 years ago.
I wonder
God
if we can.
Bro, we got to find Latipan now. He's a professional player.
I'm looking him up on Facebook right now.
Look him up on Facebook.
Right now.
All right. With that said, PantelisComedy.com, Patreon.com/Pantelis. Friday nights in Montreal were made for one thing. 11 p.m. secret comedy shows at the Third Floor Comedy Club. Stogie Cigar Lounge on Crescent Street is the home of the Third Floor Comedy Club. You just walk up the stairs, the Cigar Lounge, and then you walk one more flight of stairs. Where the coat check is, there's a secret comedy club in the back, the Third Floor Comic Club. There is a slew of amazing comics. People who just walk in there, these comedians from all around the world, secret comic. We don't want to even tell you. And we have fun times Friday nights. There are a bunch of hot chicks, a bunch of hot young dudes who love playing shuffleboard. It's just a great place to be. Third Floor Comedy Club, Friday nights, secret show, 11 p.m. You might even catch a Poseidon sighting. You might see a Pantella sighting.
Never
you
know.
Might see a Guido Grasso sighting or even a Josh Shapiron sighting. Poseidon is online, ThePoseidon69. That is his Instagram, his Twitter, and his YouTube. Follow him on YouTube. He's been posting clips of his old life. It's a lot of fun. Josh Shapiro, where are you streaming the Monday Night Lives?
Open Mic Live on Twitch and Kick. Just Open Mic Live. Go to look that up. Twitch.tv/Open Mic Live.
And I have to say this because people make the mistake. Mike is M-I-C, not K-E. It's not the name of someone. It's Open Mic Microphone Comedy Club.
Yes,
open
mic. No, for sure.
Patreon.com/Pantelis.
I think I found Latipan.
Is he a good looking?
No, this isn't him. It's a different Latipan.
There's a lot of Latipans.
I'm going to find our boy Latipan Panundurai.
We're going to find him, but this, you're going to have to go through about a billion people. So thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Love you. We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our faith.